The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. My dear brother and sister, as we celebrate still the ascension of our Lord, which historically occurred 40 days after Easter, that would be last Thursday, we also celebrate our own ascension because it is His that guarantees ours. We even have a song which we sing, I now build on Christ's ascension, I now build the hopes of my ascension. And the two are very intimately connected. If Christ ascended, I will ascend too. Because His sacrifice on the cross in my place to take away death and the power of death in my life, Christ died and He was considered worthy of that sacrifice. So today we celebrate our own ascension as well. But until the day of our resurrection and ascension, we have a lot of work to do. We have to preach forgiveness and repentance of sins until the end. Because that is what Christ told His disciples just before He was lifted up from them. He said, now go into the whole world and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and Holy Spirit and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. You scared? Don't worry, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. That's what He said. And His disciples returned to Jerusalem with joy. Earlier, Jesus, in another part of the Bible, had told them, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all of Judea, northwest, Samaria, and from there hop on a ship and go into the ends of the world. And for that reason, today in New Berlin, we are celebrating the ascension. The disciples did their part, and now we are to do ours. We preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to all nations. Christ's mission was accomplished upon His ascension. Now the torch was passed to us, not to save the world, but to tell the world that the world is saved through Christ. The salvation of the world has been accomplished. It is already done. We just have to tell them about it. There is a legend according to which on the ascension of our Lord, there was a great, massive celebration in heaven, and everybody was singing and blowing the trumpet and marching down the Central Avenue and rejoicing. Except one, Gabriel, the angel that had announced Jesus' birth to Mary. He was standing in a corner and having a little frown on his forehead. And Jesus went up to him and said, Gabriel, aren't you happy that I redeemed the world? And Gabriel said, oh yeah, I'm happy about that. But the frown didn't go away, and Jesus said, now what? And Gabriel said, how are you gonna get the news out? And Jesus looked down and said, why, the 11? And Gabriel, still having the frown, said, what if they fail? Then it said that Jesus had a frown. Then I don't have a plan B. So it is truly up to you and me to tell the world what Jesus had done. The world needs salvation just as much as you and I need it. We do nobody any good if we stay like the disciples did for a little while looking at the cloud that Jesus hid them. We like to look at clouds when we travel and try to figure out what does that cloud look like a whale or like a bear or like a doggy. But that cloud was plain. There was nothing to be seen there. So what did they do? They listened to the two men that appeared to them, and they went back to Jerusalem and waited for the gift from on high. Next Sunday is Pentecost. 10 days after the ascension, the Holy Spirit came down on the disciples. That empowered them to go with gusto and make disciples of all nations, including the United States of America, where we celebrate the ascension today. They succeeded. And we will succeed too because we are empowered by the same Holy Spirit that came down on the disciples. There in tongues of fire, but on us with a handful of water connected to the Word of God. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Dear, now you are the property of God. He adopted you into His family, and now you go and proclaim to everyone what He has done for you. We get the message of the two men. Staring at a cloud is useless. But we don't have to now return to Jerusalem because we are in Jerusalem already. This is our Jerusalem. This is where we continue to abide in prayer, where we meet with our Father, where we receive the word of forgiveness, not only for us, but also the one that we want to proclaim to the world, that in Christ there is life and there is eternal life for the whole world. Times and geography have changed, and every day there is apparently another tribe splitting in two and declaring themselves a sovereign country. The world right now counts with 209 countries officially, 10 if you count the Vatican, which wants to remain not a country, though they are. So there is a lot of territory to cover, but we have geography and language controlled. I have an app on my telephone which gives me 1,700 versions of the Bible. Imagine that, the Bible translated to 1,700. Gideon.com will give you that same. It was comforting to go into Europe and in hotels totally unknown to us to find a Bible placed there by the Gideons. In German or in Czech. In Germany or in Austria or the Czech Republic. That is the word of God that we proclaim for the salvation of the world. There is no other. It's the same Bible, the one that God gave us. And what is really important for us to remember, it's the only message that will save. To be good, like Siddhartha Gautama, Buddha wants to teach his followers, will do you no good. It might improve your lot until you get to the grave, but that's it. At the grave, all religions are silent. There is nothing that they can do except Christianity. When we hear the voice of Christ saying, don't be afraid. I've been here, done that. I've conquered the grave. Come down here and sleep. I'll wake you up for eternal life. So this task of going into all these nations is not easy. But it's not impossible, especially endowed with the power that comes from on high, the Holy Spirit that makes our hearts yearn to share with the world. And we do so with our efforts here, as we support missionaries throughout the world, as we plant pretty flowers out here to make this place more appealing to the passers-by. As we lean over in the pew and say, new here? Are you visiting? Oh, you come to the Thursday night service. Oh, you come to the 8 o'clock service. My name is so-and-so. I'm a member here too. Or, if it is a visitor, welcome. can I help you understand the liturgy? You realize that we make the decision to go to the American bakery or the national bakery. We make the decision between buying a Ford or a Chevy, but the decision to go to church is led by the Holy Spirit, so that the people that come through those doors are the guests of God. How would you treat a guest of God? It is the Holy Spirit that brings His people. It is He that calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole bunch on earth. We are all recruits of the Holy Spirit. We are here because of Him. That is wonderful to know, is it not? And so when somebody walks through the door, known or unknown, we are to treat them like, we say in Portuguese, on a platter. The task at hand, not easy, but it's quite possible. And from a human point of view, we like this reward concept. If you need a reward besides knowing that heaven is already yours, well, hold on to this, that your reward is a happy and content heart, a heart filled with serenity, with joy, with solidity, having a firm foundation under your feet, because it is the rock of ages that will not move. Christians in general have that sense of security and of confidence. They have a can-do attitude, a happy can-do attitude, because the source of our strength is unlimited. May He grant us His guidance as we go into the whole world and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins until the last day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.